Catherine Healy Selensky from the Selensky Farm of Elizaville. She is going to be talking about elder abuse. This is a very serious, it's actually a civil rights and social justice issue in our midst. I'd really like to talk about the elders in our culture and how we treat them. There's a hotline we will be announcing. It is George's Justice Hotline in the Mid-Hudson. It's called the Mid-Hudson Elder Abuse Prevention Project. And I think we even have a phone number to call. Well, we'll get you a phone number. Is that the right phone number? 751 here. Is that 518-751-00020. I'm going to say that again. So we're going to talk about elder abuse. There is a hotline, 518-751-0020. So Catherine Healy Selensky, we're going to be coming back to you in just a minute. She's been working with the World War II vets. And we'll be at the Hudson Area Library at noon to celebrate Safe Seniors. We're going to get you a date on that to celebrate the World War II generation. And we have stuff to talk about, folks. So stay tuned. Do not go away.
Yeah, and what you can do with the bits where you can't get it because you haven't got enough breath, you can just stop.
Just take over, yeah.
There's the Beatles on the anniversary of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. And I say, let's launch right into it. We are here in the studio with Catherine Healy Selensky, who I just found out comes from a severe Irish descent.
Yes, that's
Hi,
true.
Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining.
Yes, my Ukrainian father, who was a Columbia County farmer, met a wonderful Bronx woman on the George Washington Bridge who hailed from County Kerry, Ireland. And to date, I take great pride in my membership in the Brehon Law Society, the civil rights lawyers of New York State.
Absolutely. You have a legal background in the South Bronx. You were born and raised in the city. You have Columbia County on your father's side and County Kerry on your mother's side and a whole host of fighting the good fight.
Yep. My mother was from Ireland, but was definitely a South Bronx street fighter with a heart in mind for civil rights.
There you go.
I've been very lucky. I've worked in both Manhattan at One Center Street and the South Bronx. Worked with some really talented attorneys, very dedicated pro bono services, very dedicated lawyers who like to do the right thing and promote civil right and justice for all.
And you founded a George's Justice. And we want to talk about a little bit about that and how you got involved with the issue of elder abuse that people might not actually know what that even means or is. We'll get into that in a bit. But how did you get involved?
Actually, my involvement with this organization or with the issue of elder abuse dates back 10 years when I was on the task force of women in the courts. And we actually worked on educating the state bar on the issue that we now have legislation in New York State to prosecute people who take advantage of anyone over 65.
So maybe we should clarify a little bit, what is elderly abuse? You have actually different forms of what elderly abuse could be. We have right now what I call the nursing home industrial complex. It's this giant industry in this country that fraught with quite a bit of difficulty, I think, if you read the news a little bit. And there's incidents of sheer neglect and physical abuse or whatever it is. But there's also a financial component and taking advantage of the elderly also. So just, you want to speak a little bit more about what elderly abuse kind of covers?
Yes, there are actually two distinct areas in New York State. And I want to give a big shout out to the Office of the Attorney General, who prosecutes Medicaid fraud and any physical crime that happens within an institutional setting that is state funded. On the other hand, we are one of the only states, and in fact, as of December, I believe the only state without mandatory elder abuse reporting as far as financial and one-on-one crime. So while the laws have been on the books for 10 years, there's no mandate to report, respond, or prosecute.
Mm. So New York State is totally behind the rest of the country in this area, you're saying?
Yep. Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama are way before New York on this issue.
Hmm.
We did a little report last year, and we had the great opportunity to speak to the Oregon Attorney General, the Colorado, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Bankrupt Michigan has wonderful services for its seniors. A lot of states have been really progressive. They have a registry of people who abuse the elderly, much like we have child abuse protection here. And I think the goal of Georgia's justice is to really educate everyone about these issues and everyone about seniors. Seniors, we will all be there someday. Seniors are not somebody to put in the back and say, oh, you might be the victim of elder abuse. No, let's celebrate our seniors. The reason we're honoring our World War II generation is because those people are heroes. They demonstrate what safe seniors are. And we are so excited. At Georgia's Justice, the Mid-Hudson Elder Abuse Prevention Project, we bring the generations together. We celebrate our seniors and we connect them with the younger generation through music, through interaction, and one-on-one advocacy. They do not have to become the victims of elder scams, elder abuse. There are so many great organizations like the Attorney General, like our financial institutions, like the National Council on Elder Abuse Prevention that are looking out, are trying to educate. But how do we reach them? We don't want to wait until they become victims. These people, by definition, are just like us. Someday we'll all be there. And I don't want somebody to put me in a box and say, hey, look at that old lady. Let's hand her a pamphlet. A pamphlet is just a Band-Aid.
Just speak right on into that microphone. Catherine, that is, yeah, totally. That is amazing. I'm just so impressed that you're bringing this. This is the first time we're actually covering this on my show. I attempt to cover, particularly to my heart, issues of rights, people who are being infringed upon, people that are underdogs, people who are sort of discarded to the side or whatever, not often represented, and I like to talk about those issues. And I got to say that this has never really come to light on my show, and I appreciate you bringing it, because if you look at the history of the world and the way cultures have treated their elders, there's a long history there of respect and honor. And even in our ancient cultures, we respect and love our elders. And I feel like somehow in the modern society, we sort of took a right turn and are not quite taking care of our elders. And the respect has gone down sort of culturally in our society a little bit. And we don't have that same sort of ancient respect like we did in old times. And I'm wondering, what do you make of that? Where did we go wrong? What's going on out there? How is it possible that we could actually allow and stand for and sit by idly while our mothers, our elders, and mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers are sit and lie, wasting away or being taken advantage of or neglected or mistreated or abused? Like, how is this possible in the modern society? How can we stand this?
That is very, very true. And one of the great opportunities I've had since this organization started 1 year ago is to talk to a lot of different advocates around the country and world. Would you believe France has one of the best elder abuse programs in the world? And also some of the former Soviet states, our wonderful Baltic states. And I think the issue of ageism and ignoring the problem and stereotyping people as elderly and frail, and especially my pet peeve is when people say, oh, they're old, no fool like an old fool. I've heard that statement, and I find that offensive. Our older people are basically what we have to look forward to, what we will become, and the examples for our children. We need to integrate them into our society. And one great thing we have at Georgia's Justice, we are volunteer driven. We don't ask nor do we accept certain state funding. And that is a problem. And because of that, we've been able to attract wonderful young, and I'm talking teens and millennials, who want to come out. Many of them have musical talent, and they love their elders. We also have an amazing service dog that goes to all our events, which particularly attracts some of the rock musicians. And one gentleman who's been very active and I would say quite successful in his music career has actually taken our service dog to seniors in Connecticut, because he, and I wish most people would think like that, or that we can maybe re-educate our society. Our elders need to be respected. They need to be integrated in years past in other societies in the Irish culture. You always have grandpa down the lane, and he's part of the society, whether it be at a pub or just walking down the main drag of Kenmare, County Kerry. And when my family first came to Columbia County, when Lake Taconic was Lake Charlotte, it was like that. And everyone was second or third generation. There were grandmas and grandpas and respect. I don't know what happened, why our society started to stereotype our elders, but that needs to change. Also, the way we respond to elders. We need someone, when they call with a question, to answer their question before they become a victim. It's the same with child abuse. One thing that we tend not to talk about at our events is the actual abuse. And the reason for that is we want our seniors to feel welcome. We want them to feel comfortable. We get our message across by letting them know we're there and letting them have a good time. We do skits, we do music. But when they call us, that's when the work gets serious. And there are scams that have been reported to us that are going on in Columbia County right now. I would like to give a shout out to one of our seniors who reported a scam. She was 86 years old at the time, and she called and said, "Someone says they're calling from my doctor's office. And they said I won't get my prescription until I give them my credit card number or just confirm it. I believe they're a scam. Here's their number." In those kind of case, we can report it directly to the Attorney General's office, who has an amazing scam prevention and scam prosecution office. And they will be, again, for the second year at our event. And I welcome everybody to come. They want to make a special outreach in the rural areas of New York State, which just by the geographic nature of being out in the country, our elders are isolated. So many elders in our community do not have internet access, because in the southern part of the county where I live, and my family was not included in this, it costs $90 a month with tax for basic cable. And we have so many publicly funded programs. Why doesn't any of that program go to supporting our isolated rural seniors so they can have access? So the way we address it at Georgia Justice, we help anyone that needs forms, anyone that might not be comfortable downloading a form, talking to a computer, because the way the older generation communicated was one-on-one, voice-to-voice, eye-to-eye, and we need to do that. And you know what? In the process, I learn so much every time I deal with somebody of an older generation in this county, in Greene County, in Dutchess County. And I have to talk about the reason I started this specific project as far as the World War II generation. One day, my cousins and I were sitting in the Elizaville Diner, and a lovely gentleman who I have known by face for years, who knew my grandparents back in the day when they first moved up there, when our road had a different name, came up to me and started talking about his time in World War II. He goes to the diner, and he still farms every single day. In fact, he is one that will not come to our event because he will not get off the tractor.
Right.
And as we are sitting there, he tells us about his time in World War II and meeting President Delano Roosevelt, who I've never met anyone who's met President Roosevelt. Have you?
I don't think I have.
And his stories were so amazing, and he's still strong, still dedicated to farming, still dedicated to doing the right thing. And he talked with such pride about serving his country, serving his community, and passing his farm on to future generations. And that's why we celebrate Safe Seniors. And I don't want to mention his name without his permission, as we don't. But you know who you are, and you are the inspiration for so many people. And yes, that man is a lot of young men's idol.
Nice. Good story. Good story. Elizaville representing right now in the studio, my guest, Catherine Healy Selensky from the Selensky Farm, right? And you founded George's Justice. And why don't you give us the hotline and just tell us a little bit about how that, what the hotline is and what it's for and the phone number.
George's Justice is the first volunteer-based program, according to what I'm told, that serves seniors and connects or provides them with free legal services. Some of the legal services are as simple as help me get a form to make a complaint about a scam. In other cases, we will advocate for the senior in need. We do not disclose anyone's home address or information because it's very important that the elderly keep their privacy and their individual home.
Mm-hmm.
And one that has been one issue that has come up. Seniors need to have their privacy respected. There's been another complaint about sharing of their information, whether they receive services or something of that nature. And we totally respect and promote senior privacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. And the other part of the work you do is trying to get across the generations. Every time I see like younger children in the nursing homes or just interacting with elderly, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we've cut that off from our culture, which it used to be that the elders would take care of the very youngest in a lot of ways. They'd spend a lot of time together hanging out and doing stuff because both generations are a little bit more limited in what they can accomplish work-wise during the day. And so they ended up spending a lot of time together. And we need, I think, revive that because that's such a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And one thing we do is we visit the local nursing homes. The dog mm-hmm. is on staff at some of the local
hospitals.
What kind
of dog is it?
He's a Dutch Shepherd. He looks like a dingo.
Okay.
He's like a striped Belgian Malinois, which you might remember is one of the ones that's often used in Afghanistan now.
Huh.
And he's courtesy of a wonderful local lady named Wendy Gunther. So I want to give her a shout out. She's an excellent trainer and she runs a rescue.
Great.
And he's one of the smartest dogs that most people have ever met, if
nice.
I'm a little prejudiced with that.
What's his name?
His name is Ty the Dutch Shepherd.
Ty the Dutch Shepherd.
Or Mr. Ty.
Should bring him up to the Monday afternoon show sometime. I sure could use a little therapy.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Some dog therapy. That's so great. So here we are, George's Justice, advocating for the elders. This is really good, solid work you do. And can we give them the phone number?
518-751-0207. Call us with any questions you might have, whether you think they're big or small. The way the state attorney general learns about scams or repeat crimes that target the elderly is by you calling. And there are quite a few that have been on our attention recently, and those will be addressed on June 15th. Come to the Hudson Valley Library and celebrate Safe Seniors. On a national... Oh, are we on?
Sorry about that. No, that was... I pressed the wrong button. We're good.
Okay.
They didn't hear it, but we did. What were you saying? Sorry, Catherine.
On a national level, June 15th is called World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
We call it World Elder Abuse Empowerment Day.
Mm.
We want our seniors to be safe, but we want to recognize them as individuals first.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you come to our events, there are skits that I believe you might actually enjoy that address the scams that are going on in New York State. You might see the case of the lazy nephew, the case of that contractor who has a million stories and wants to fast talk you and wants your business and da-da-da and is really lazy. And at the same time, we have some amazing local musicians and talent that I need to give a shout-out to.
Yeah, who's playing?
Well, our partner in this year's event is the amazing Hudson Valley Performing Arts Academy, located in Ankrum and West Taconic. We have some wonderful dancers. And again, our theme this year is 1940s music because we're honoring our World War II generation. We have representatives from the Veterans Association coming too. We have AARP, Community Hospice, Hudson Valley Ombudsman Program. We even have tobacco-free.
Tobacco-free action.
Yeah. Cause
we don't want our Lisa come in here.
Right.
Yeah, Lisa came in and talked a bit about that. That's good. The Great American Smokeout. That's what it was. It already happened earlier in the year, and she came in to pitch that. It was pretty great.
And that's a great intergenerational story that kids and seniors can talk about. Because back in World War II, everyone smoked. If you look at the old movies. And the great thing is most of the millennials have had the education that smoking is bad for us. And what a great way to have intergenerational communication on a topic. Don't pick up that cigarette. The other people I have to give a shout out to include... Are we on?
Yeah, go right ahead. Sorry, I got distracted for a second, Catherine. So give us a big shout out to, I just have to set
James
these up here.
Storms, the president of the Southern Columbia Senior Group. He will be singing a song he performed last year about Don't Get Scammed. Marilyn Miller Music, Peter Legarry, and we will have another local performer that I am confirming at this moment. And again, two really fun folks from the senior staff of the Attorney General of the State of New York, Cassandra Walker and Maurice Padilla. They're both amazing people and are working really hard every day to make Columbia County, Greene County, and Dutchess County a scam-free zone. They want our seniors to be safe. And that's the other part. While I talked about there's no mandate in New York State, the Attorney General's office has been so progressive in prosecuting crimes against seniors when they can.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we also do, because we have volunteer lawyers, we are lucky enough that we can do training for anyone, healthcare institution, law enforcement, or any institution that wants to learn about New York State's elder abuse laws that have been on the book for 10 years, as well as the anatomy of an elder abuse crime, and 20 questions anyone who responds to law enforcement needs to ask to make sure that this case is handled properly. One great thing that I've been able to transfer from my career as a district attorney in New York City to here: crime victims, no matter if they're 2 years old or 3 years old or 80 years old, need to be treated with dignity and respect. They need to be treated in a certain way. Just as you treat a three-year-old child who might be the victim of a crime, there are certain rules, certain behaviors that you have to engage in to be able to treat an elder abuse victim. Ask the right questions. My concern is that there's a lot of misinformation out there. Sometimes the people who are answering the phones or answering an email might not even be aware that there are two separate types of elder abuse mandates in New York. One that doesn't exist at all, and the neglect, which the ombudsperson and the attorney general's office handles very well. Let's get everyone together, train people who are mediators, social workers who might actually deal with an elder abuse victim, and make sure they're sent to the right person. I know from some seniors who I've talked to, one of the main problems has been getting incorrect information. So that's what we're here to do.
It's such great work you're doing, Catherine. I appreciate it. Really, really good. George's Justice Center there, the hotline for the Mid-Hudson Elder Abuse Prevention Project, the phone number. If you or someone you know has information about elder abuse happening here in Columbia and Greene counties, the number is 518-751-0207.
And like us on Facebook. I think we have 1,500 followers right now.
Nice.
And we have quite a fun community.
That's so great. So, Catherine, I thank you again. And really good to honor that you are honoring the World War II vets. You'll be at the Hudson Area Library here. I see. When is that again?
It's June 15th.
June 15th.
And if anyone knows a World War II hero that we're missing, we want to honor them. Call us or email us, and our website is www.georgesjustice.com. You'll find some accurate information about what to do.
Okay, so we're going to kick it 1940 style from 1941 by request. Catherine Healy Selensky here on the Monday afternoon show. The Andrews sisters, shall we?
Yes, Boogie Woogie.
Right. We'll be right back in a minute here. Don't go away.